Hello, and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Hey, guests. It has been a month since we played, so bear with us. We do have good notes this time, though, so it shouldn't be as bad. Oh, before I get too far, as of right now, the Player's Handbook is out for 5th edition 2024. And we have converted the characters over as best we could. There's some things that didn't exactly work, so we're finagling that. No dramatic changes were made. I think the only big one is that Art isn't a half-elf anymore.
Nope.
He's a high-elf now.
High-elf.
And he picked up a cantrip and a couple other spells that way. But that's, I think that's about it that changed.
Big thing with that is I got Misty stuff.
Which is nice for you. So, Art, what's your question of the day, sir?
So, what is your hometown's favorite hero?
For example, Riverside City. It's probably El Combustion. Just because, god damn it, he's El Combustion. If you listen to season one, you know who we're talking about. You know him. You love him. Anybody have an answer ready?
Oh! Obviously. It's the Herc.
You think all of
yes.
San Francisco,
no.
San Diego,
no. Mm-hmm.
San Diego loves the Herc?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, he's gay.
They're plastered all over bulletin
they
boards.
They were.
They were. No, I'm just saying that they are a hometown favorite.
I dig it. That's kind of, I was kind of hoping for, I was kind of hoping for a new character, Natalie. We're lore building. It's kind of the whole point of the thing.
What, do you want me...
Because I could easily do the same thing and say Pele,
but
I'm working on a different one. I'm trying.
They literally are contract capes.
Well, guess what? I
in
need
an area
sorry,
like that.
Sorry, I'm going to ask for another answer. Who's the second favorite?
Nighthawk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. okay, then for you specifically, who's the Herc's rival as a cape?
Oh,
not as
I
a
do.
Towel?
We had Night Out. You know what? That would be fun to add. Is because we had Nighthawk's villain. Now we can have the Herc's. I feel like we had. I wrote down the Herc's. Please hold.
Oh, fuck you. Last session. I have it right here.
The Herc and Medusa. Herc's arch nemesis.
No. I meant like. A cape rival, someone who's like someone they compete with for casual
popularity.
Like
Megara.
Yeah. Huh?
Megara.
Okay.
Meg.
Megara, and what is her powers? What are her powers?
Sass. I mean, that was her power in the movie.
I was gonna say singing, something singing related.
Songstress.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can do Megara. I mean, you're kind of infringing on.
No.
Disney.
Yeah. Sal, what you got for me? Besides Pele.
Besides Pele, because that is actually looking it up. We got some. It's actually a team.
Okay.
Yeah. The Menehune are all rather small folk, but they're forest crafts.
Spell it.
Menehune.
I spelled it right, no shit. I spelled it right.
Yeah.
Short crafters?
Yep. They're
fucking Power Rangers.
I mean, sorta, but like they use like natural materials
okay.
instead of metal. So you're ending up with like wooden creations instead of metal creations and things like that. They're also tricksters, so.
And are they on the Big Island or is that on a different island?
Because
Pele is the Big Island.
Pele is the Big Island.
So
it's also a, favorite of the people. So.
Got it. So this is, like, the native favorite.
Yeah. I mean, Pele is the big one. You know, everybody loves her, but...
Okay. Chimera slash Art, what you got for me?
I'm going to go Shadow Shift.
Hit me. What's their shtick? Where?
Well, it was... he was...
Is he the only cape from Ben before the Surge?
No, actually, he got his powers after the Surge.
Okay.
After he was investigating a meteor strike.
So was he mundane after the Surge until he...
He had very minor powers.
And then... A power boost... After while investigating a meteorite?
Uh-huh. Meteorite strike nearby the Bend, I believe it's Bend, Oregon.
Bend.
Yeah.
Oregon.
But, you know.
Isn't it Oregon if you're from there? They don't ever say Oregon. It's Oregon. It's a thing. Yeah. Anyway. And what's his power?
He's actually able to manipulate either energy or matter. So basically he's able to shift matter into energy and then reform it.
That makes him freakishly powerful.
Yes.
Like, yes, what's his limitation? There has to be something significant for him not to be global scale. That's not a joke.
Well,
like,
that's where, you know, he's the hometown favorite because he's a hometown person. But is not in the hometown anymore.
Holy, so he went global. He went global. Oh, no shit.
Went global.
There you go. There's something that you can work with.
Yeah. No, that's... I've read two separate book series with a character with that ability that's just... I can turn you into a ball of fire and then let it poof out. Like... I'm gonna condense you into a ball, and then turn you and then drop you like a marble into the fucking, you know, sewer system.
And you're fucked.
That's
yeah. But yeah,
and Shadow Shift.
He. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I love that name.
Yeah, it needs a little bit of work, but
he's still working on it. Five years later, he's still.
I'm gonna call that a work in progress.
Yeah.
I mean, name is even Blastar changed his name.
Or Energy Shift.
Phase Shift.
Phase Shift. That's good.
That's much better. PHASE, Phase Shift.
Or ZE.
Ooh, I like that.
I'll take my inspiration.
I don't know if you get inspiration from fixing someone else's mistake, but damn. But I do like it.
But yeah, that's why he's the hometown. He's the hometown favorite.
Because he's
from a hometown.
He's from the hometown. Sort of like, you know, the people who follow the sports, people who are from their hometown.
Yeah, even if they're not on any team that they have any relevance to them. Okay. Natalie dipped, didn't you? From a minute ago. Okay.
Stuff we can cut out.
I like Phase Shift. I like the fact that I have a new world level cape to play with. I haven't had a new one of those in a minute. I know the things that are going to happen to him soon. That's not great for him. But,
not my problem.
I was thinking of changing.
Yes.
Meg to something else.
Okay, you can do that.
A goddess.
Dude, hit me. I'll add
saying, it. Like, if we were to like brainstorm.
I'm literally saying like we can add this now. That's fine.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if we're looking, I would think a minor goddess. Someone like you wouldn't like, because Hercules
I'm
is a demigod.
Currently looking.
Cersei.
What's the bitch Chaos? With the hearth? Who's that hearth?
Demeter.
Hearth? No, there's a different one. I'm thinking of that different.
Hestia.
Oh, it might be. It starts with an H.
It's Hestia. No, Hestia's goddess of magic. No, Hecate's magic.
There's Harmonia, the Greek goddess of harmony and concord, and we can keep Songstress.
Megara exists now. She's a songstress. I'm saying, if you're looking for someone who's the opposite of the Herc,
mm-hmm.
someone like...
Yes, but not a fan, favorite.
But Cersei is a powerful, like, enchantress.
Chaos.
Yes. The Herc is, I follow the rules.
Man.
But I get what you're saying. I can put Hestia.
No, not Hestia. We were thinking...
Harmonia? I'm going to go with Cersei.
We'll go with Cersei.
Yeah, she's or an enchantress.
Chaos. Or just...
So, recap from last time.
We went to Hawaii.
Nope, that was the episode before that. It started... Because I have
we notes. Were at yes we
you were going into the basement of Sal's childhood home. The whole episode was the fight.
Yeah, you're right.
And they fought his dad in a giant mech suit, and at the end of the fight it fucking exploded. Everything went to shit, and the last thing that happened was you guys were floating in the air above a massive crater, and there were fire and destruction everywhere,
and I realized we have a little friend.
Little friend?
He has a new friend.
You're familiar?
No. Our mentor.
Oh, yeah, she's very small.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell them. It's player knowledge, you guys know that, mm-hmm. But I was threatened to secrecy.
Okay, so you guys are floating above the wreckage of the lab and everything around it. I'm talking, this is a football field across of houses that are just destroyed.
Well,
good thing is, it was kind of like during the day, right? No, this was in the evening, right? No, it was during the day. So people were at work.
Yeah.
So what you're going to find out is that no one died.
That's good.
Miraculously. Actually, let's see how mean I am today.
No.
What's a good number to do 12?
7.
Oh, you're good. Oh, no, that's bad.
It was not the middle of the day. It was settling into evening. You hear much screaming.
Fuck.
You see... Well, people are tougher now than they've ever been. Conveniently because they have powers. You see people trying to crawl out of the rubble. What do you do?
Well, I'm... going to set you guys down because we were flying away, but now we gotta go and help people. We have to get people out of the wreckage, do what we can.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
Starting cleanup operations.
And you hear on overcoms, you hear Bridget say, "We have to help them, but as soon as the National Guard appears, we have to leave. As soon as they're on the way, we have to leave."
Aye, aye, Captain.
So, I need everybody to tell me what skill you're using to try and get people clear. There are 12 people to recover, because that's what I rolled to get you into this mess. And basically, for every multiple of 5 you roll, you'll rescue a person. I'll give you the numbers. Natalie, what is your question?
Big cat.
Okay, what's the skill?
Big fire cat. Animal handling. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'll allow it.
Beautiful. Guiding Murphy. This is fire. It's fire, right?
No, it's wreckage. Rubble.
Rubble?
Yeah, it's just, he's just big.
Got it.
You're asking him to dig, though, and he's not a huge fan of that. However, if you called Ted and said, "Hey, Ted, could you be a mole?
We're going to tag.
Or a dog?
We're tag teaming.
Or a very large dog?
Have Ted dig people out. And
what,
then
what shape is Ted in?
And Murphy's there to guide. Ted is a gigantic wolf.
Okay.
To dig people out.
Sounds good.
Paws.
Roll your animal handling.
Paws.
Roll them bones.
The fucking son of a bitch. 9 + 12 is a number.
21.
21.
Now you've successfully rescued 4 people.
Woot woot.
So there are now 8 people remaining.
High five.
Mike?
I'm trying to figure out how I can utilize tech to get people out.
I thought you said that's Ted.
A plus 12.
Art, what do you got? Mm.
I love these challenges. Sorry.
You can use powers. You can use plants, whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Oh, people you rescued, there was a mom with her 2 kids, mm-hmm. and their dog, and then their gardener.
God bless. 10 out of 10.
Well, I was thinking about just doing survival.
If one of those kids is like, but my hamster!
Yes.
God!
So,
I've seen all the funny ways the hamsters die.
No.
You probably put it out of its misery.
I'm going to go ahead and do a survival check.
It's probably still in its cage.
To find.
Come here, bud.
You're rolling survival?
Yes.
Roll it.
3. I rolled a 5 plus 10 for 15.
You will get 3 people. You will find an architect and his daughter and his wife. They are in a bunker that he built, that he designed. That the bunker's fine, but it was trapped underneath a pile of rubble.
And then the daughter goes, "By my favorite plant."
Uh-oh.
There are 5 people remaining, and this is the only roll you're going to get.
Yeah, I'm going to roll athletics, which is plus 7 with advantage.
Okay.
I'm just hauling shit. And I am going to use the tactical mind to add a d10.
From?
Second wind.
Okay, and technical mind lets you add
a d10.
I didn't know that was a thing.
To skill roll if I fail, I think. Actions, tactical, master. No, we want second wind. Moving. Tactical mind, actions in combat. If you fail an ability check, you can expend a second wind, and instead of regaining HP, you roll a d10 and add the result to the ability check. If the check still fails, the use is not expended. So, we're going to see if we can get everybody else.
You got this.
Rolling with advantage. Alright, so 11 plus 7 is 18. That would give me 3 people, right?
Yeah.
Which is not 5, so we're going to try and get the other 2 with a d10. Fuck you, that's 2, so 18 becomes 20.
Would you like to add a bardic inspiration die?
Yes.
Still a d8?
Yes.
I thought it was a d10.
Is it a d10?
I'm almost sure it's a d10, though. I could be wrong.
Well, let me look.
I'll take a d10. If not, I already have my roll.
I'm like 80% sure it's a d10.
No, it's d8.
No shit. I thought it went in.
Well, that puts me at 23.
That means there is 1 remaining.
And we have no more rolls. Unless Bridget gets to roll.
You feel a bit of guidance. From Natalie, because she used guidance on you. Your guidance.
Oh.
There's another 3, so
that's
26.
What you needed. You found it was they were hiding under like a carport that fell and got smashed by rubble, and one of them was hiding in the trunk of a car that you wouldn't have found before it exploded. So you managed to get them out, no big deal. Well, yes, it was a big deal, but you managed to handle it, so good on you there. Get out of that, back into there. Okay, so you are, and that was actually, it was a family of 4 and like a family friend that you found.
Okay.
Which you recognize the family friend as someone who was a manager at the luau you used to work at. And that's how you found them, because you heard their distinctive voice.
Yeah.
And knew they weren't there. One of the better managers you ever had. They treated you right, didn't screw you on hours.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So you guys hear the distinctive sound of helicopters, and pretty much you know what the National Guard sounds like when they're rolling up. It's not uncommon.
Right, time to go.
And Bridget's like, you guys have to get out of here now. Get back to the hotel. It's only 6 blocks away.
And I know. 60 mile an hour flight later.
Yeah, it was easy.
Invisible flight?
Yep.
Let's do this!
Roll it.
God damn it. An illusion?
Yep.
15 plus 9?
That'll do it. Okay, so...
You're a good one. I'm going to keep you. Good job, D20.
So, you guys make it back to the hotel. No big deal. And... You know, Bridget fades into existence, you know, off screen, and walks in, and says, "You guys did a great job." You know, that I don't know. She looks at you, Sal. She says, "I don't know if I would have had the heart to do what she had to do if Joker went bad on me." So I respect it.
No, Sal will like. Did what I had to do to protect my brother.
Yeah. We've heard tell that his name is Thunderbird, if I remember
Warhawk.
Right. Warhawk. Thunderhawk.
Thunderhawk.
Yeah, Thunderhawk has been spotted on Guam. Mm.
He also is likely on, taking Zip, so if not
yes.
Something worse.
It makes sense. Guam has far less strict restrictions on things like that.
We found him in his lair in the house.
That's good to know.
It's terrifying to know.
She says, it's unusual if he's on Zip. Getting enough to survive the trip to... Well, I guess he's asleep. It wouldn't affect... She's, like, doing math in her head. And she say he has to be visiting a supplier. Or, but there was blood... You found there was blood up there.
Yeah. His or otherwise, I don't know.
And it was his. From when you checked it. I think you identified it, didn't you?
I identified the substance.
Yeah. So she looks at you and she says, "You guys have until the end of this is your Thanksgiving break. You have another 18 hours with your families. Do what you want. You did a good thing, even if it didn't end perfectly." And she pats Sal on the shoulder and then gives him a meaningful look that says, "1, you did good, and 2, don't fucking wreck my secret." And then walks away, leaves you guys. To the suite you guys are sharing with Athena's family. What do y'all do? The answer can be, we relax. And then we just cut to the next thing.
Pass the fuck out.
I was going to say...
Yeah, it's the evening. Yeah. You guys probably spent 2 hours, half an hour digging people out of the rubble and that kind of stuff.
Unwind, do something that's not...
This.
There's a rooftop pool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Infinity pool kind of deal.
That sounds like a plan.
Alright. And the evening passes without any further incident. Nighthawk and the Herc are playing with Minerva and Minnie. And, they're showing her off and how she can, waddle already. She can almost walk already. They say that she's only blown up her crib once. We're thinking we're doing really well.
What?
Hey, her powers came in. Just like you said they would.
Well, yeah.
They're the same.
Okay. Well, good to know. Thank you for letting us know that.
Minnie has her powers. Same as Salvo. She said, but yeah, she only blew up the crib the one time. And she cried. Angie's been doing great. She's preternaturally good at avoiding that kind of stuff, especially when it's by her charge.
Yeah.
Some part of how her powers work. I don't know. You see Angie like waving from like sitting with sitting on the other side of the pool, playing with Minnie. Just being very attentive.
Yeah.
And she waves as you guys are talking about her.
Yep.
Yeah, beyond that, that's all they really have to report. Oh, they say that the house isn't... We have been confirmed by Purge that the house is still not haunted.
Perfect, because that our friend for that, he's in another plane of existence. So I'm glad that it's not haunted anymore. Because if it were, we would be screwed.
No, that's why Purge is taking care of it.
Exactly. Purge was informed that he's on a spirit walk, yep. So they're keeping track of it for you, so that, you know, well, AKA they're stepping in where their agency had an opening.
The one guy that was taking care of it last time is still showing up there.
Anyway, so is there anything else anyone does in the pool? There's only like another maybe two or three people, maybe two or three families up there. It's a very big pool. You can either completely ignore them or engage them in conversation.
I pull out Chaz.
What is his shape?
Dolphin. Dolphin. I let him, and he gets to...
The chlorine, it burns! No,
it's sure. Hawaii.
It's a saltwater pool.
Yeah.
He's like, this is so nice. As he just like,
That was a wonderful dolphin impression.
As he just jumps.
He gives people rides.
Yes. Yeah. The kids start lining up to get rides from him.
Of course.
And just, he's having a gay old time.
Yay. That was fun.
So, the next day, you guys are told you can have a breakfast, and then, but noon, you have to leave. It's time zone wise, that gets you back home. You have breakfast with the family. They actually just stay at the hotel. It's really nice. It's a restaurant in the hotel. It's not like it's continental breakfast or something shit like that. There's a cheerful.
Folks already filed the paperwork for Alex. And...
Already done.
I was up all night doing something.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm thinking.
It took him like 20 minutes. He knows who to talk. He's already just did an adoption.
Yeah.
He knows the paperwork. He just copied many and then changed some names.
No, he had to go to the hotel's computer, like the computer lab.
Oh, like the
I was up all night in the business center because their Wi-Fi is awful and their stupid printer had an ink jam and an ink jam, and all I had to do was copy and paste from Minnie's, but it took so much longer because of the Wi-Fi.
That's what I feel like. I was getting all of Alex's information because that was, you know, different. What's your date of birth? Oh,
we've guessed that it's this date. All right, sounds good.
Well, my legal paperwork says this date, but that's just a guess.
They would use whatever legal paperwork was said. It's official. You have another adopted sibling.
Great.
Who is probably taller than you
already.
You know what's crazy is this time last year I had zero siblings, and now I have two more.
Yeah.
You're well on your way to matching him.
I know. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So, you have breakfast together. It's beautiful. There's a heartfelt goodbye. When you guys are ushered out to a teleportation pod and then popped in and brought back to school. The next week passes, so it's the beginning, it's the beginning of the second week of December. Mm-hmm. So it's like the 10th, you know. And you are told that the school is going to be putting on a gala.
Fuck yes!
To raise funding. They're going to be bringing on influential people in an attempt to fund the next class, as well as any
Art's like, this is a fucking Natalie episode.
it's really a Chris episode. That's the thing.
I'm going.
Art's like, fuck, I thought I was going to have a chill, not as important episode. Back to school.
Do you still have that leadership feat?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Because I've been including it into my temporary hit point total.
It is 15 extra hit points.
You guys are going to get back on December 9th. Or this is going to happen on December 9th, and the thing is, it's the following Sunday. So you guys have 6 days to prepare.
Hell yeah. shopping in a dress. Could look so cute. I'm so excited.
Weeks later.
Do you know how many times I've told him, Paul, I want to do like a party where my character gets to dress up and look pretty and cute?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Paul's like, I remember.
My grenades have recharged.
You're not wrong. So what kind of preparations are you guys making? Is it any social preparations or dresses, you know, clothes? What kind of prep are you guys doing?
What is the theme for the gala?
The gala, the theme is, the theme is supposed to be, red capes and white cowls. Kind of like a twist on the...
Okay. And blue hoods.
I'm so ready. When you're ready. When you're done typing.
Alright.
It's going to be more fun getting you into a suit.
Yeah.
Alright. Ready?
Prep work, yep. Okay. Should I label each of you have your own section for this, or...
Sure.
It's a kind of a teamwork kind of deal.
Yeah.
Well, first off, me. We're all going. I'm forcing them. We're going dress, shoot, suit, shopping.
You can't leave the school.
Dress, shoot, shopping. Online.
Is there anybody in the non-cape class?
There are tailors, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in our common room area. I pull up a PowerPoint of what to wear, and I'm like, okay, here's the vibes that I'm getting, and I'm showing what they should wear. Oh my god,
she's been to galas before, right? Because of her parent. She's actually, like, perfect for this.
I forgot. I have what they should be wearing, and then I go through, and then I'm like, okay, this is what I'm thinking for mine.
Is this updated for current fashion, or is this what she wore 4 years ago?
This is probably what she is with... what she wore 4 years ago, because she's not really a fashionista type girl, but this is the vibe.
Chris, do you correct her? Because you would be up on the fashion shit.
Yeah.
Because of your girlfriend.
Okay.
And did you invite her to this session? This is the real question.
Oh.
Do you invite her? Because if you don't, would she be offended? Or would she be offended that you thought that you thought
she has
needed
a slide
it?
In the PowerPoint. So. This is what your girlfriend should wear.
See, it's the old girlfriend versus the new girlfriend.
Okay.
Huh? Old girlfriend, new girlfriend. You don't. Your old girlfriend's back at school.
Yes.
And her family's not rich enough to get invited. So, is she invited to the prep session or not? That's what I'm asking.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I have her up on the PowerPoint as well on what she should wear, and you guys are correcting me. And then we go to the next slide, and it's just Murphy. And it's like, okay, so a picture of Murphy, and then in MS Paint, I added a little bow tie, and then he's just going, absolutely not.
And I'm going to look at you and go, Murphy gets to stay home.
No, he always goes. He's going to have, look, he looks so different.
Murphy, do you
want
to go to a place that has lots of people?
And get treats?
Why do I love treats? But I've also heard that they're going to have a sashimi station.
I don't know if you know this or not, but he is my Amino companion. He needs to come with me. He gets treats. I have I have an endless treat bag. He's gone to galas before.
Per the rules, and you go check the rules for the gala, because he is part of her power... Like, she has a bond to him.
Mm-hmm.
He would be allowed, but he's going to be on, like, the strictest. If she steps out at all, he could be booted.
Got it.
I would suggest we leave him, Q, and...
Q doesn't come, period.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, we let them have their own party. We set everything up so they can have their own party. All three of them.
Okay. I'm including the
big sail fin lizard that just, you know, crawls off of Sal's shoulder.
Oh,
and goes,
God.
Yeah. They can
They all get their own little bow ties. And then we we move on. That was my contribution to setting up for this gala. So their outfits are ready with contributions of everyone else.
Yeah, we'll set them up, have their own little party during this.
Okay.
All three of them. Unless you have anybody you want to add to the party.
Animal party.
The animal.
Just a plant.
Adventure. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
God damn it, I put them in the wrong spot. No, I had to move something. Not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay. So, Okay, so from what I can so far,
do we want to mess with the colors for the event? Since you know it's red, red capes,
white cowls, and blue hoods. Blue hoods. And you're told that you're not supposed to actually wear a hood, you know, a cowl or whatever. But it's kind of like
mess with that
essentially it's red, white, and blue themed. But they had to like try and theme it to superheroes, so they went with capes, cowls, and hoods. And they're recommending people like kind of they're subtly recommending your teams have some kind of color coordination so that they're recognized as a group when you're together.
So, do we want red, white, or blue? I mean, I'm partial to
well,
green, Hashnista. But that's not an option.
I was going to say, we all are partial to green. Like literally.
Tori does tell you that her team has assigned her white for the for her ice powers.
Well, I think if we're going through these powers, I almost would think...
Well, then you... if we go with white for you, then you're matching your date...
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that better
or is it complementary better? That's the question.
Yeah, the complementary would be better.
So blue.
And is that red or blue?
Blue. Right?
Blue would probably be better.
Yeah.
But I think red would
I just imagine him walking in a fire engine red suit. Like,
yes.
Like I'm talking like damn.
With some gold accents.
Yep.
All right.
Going full Iron Man on this shit?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. So then that leaves us with blue and white. And you said...
Well, or we all, you know, you said have something that ties the group together. We don't necessarily all have to be, you know, one of each, right? Or is it...
As long as... when you are standing in a together, it is obvious you're a team. That's what matters.
Okay.
They did... There's a recommendation of like, having different color, like... different primary colors, but it's not a requirement as long as you guys fit the theme and you look like a unit.
Okay. So if we keep the gold accents as our, you know, unifying mm-hmm. feature, do you like white or blue?
I personally... Oh my god, I'm gonna sneeze. I'm sorry. I personally like the color blue, but I think I almost want to put her in white. But that would be very, like... Out there.
Ball gowny.
Well, not ball gowny, but just like very like out there, and uh-huh. And she's not very. She's more of a wallflower than a boom. I'm out there kind of.
So you're sticking. So you're sticking the white, the mountain in.
Oh god, yes.
White.
Oh,
we're sticking
oh, god,
the mountain
yes.
in white. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Sticking the mountain in white, and you best fucking believe that on the display of my PowerPoint, I put him. I have a PNG.
Does he have
of a white Hawaiian shirt? That was what
no,
I put him
no.
in.
No, no. Oh God, no.
A Cubano?
No, we're going full suits.
No, what's the name? It's Guayabara is the Cubano shirts.
We're going full suits.
Any theming to the white suit or just white with the gold pinstriping, obviously.
Yeah. White with the gold pinstriping.
Okay.
Ty is going to be a red and blue stripe.
For both? Or just for him?
For him.
With yours being white and...
Blue. Mm-hmm. And her lacing...
Yes.
Is going to be... Is going to be red and white.
Okay, hold on. So, your Ty... So, Chris is going to have white and blue...
White and blue accent pieces. So, tie, handkerchief.
Gotcha.
Okay. Ty has then his is red and blue, and then Athena. Are you in a dress, or are you gonna be in a pantsuit, or are you gonna do like a skirt?
She is absolutely 100% going out of her comfort zone and wearing a dress, because she has learned that
floor length or ball gown.
Because she is basically an extension of myself. We're doing half and half low. So it's the type of dress. Okay, let me explain. I'm gonna stand up for this. Okay. So do you know? Okay, right?
Hold it. On audio medium.
Wait. Okay, we have the cut here above.
The bodice.
The bodice, and then the skirt is the half, so it goes to knees, but then it's cut to be down.
That's a traditional ball gown.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
But,
you had it right the first time.
Yeah, mullet.
There's no shit, it's a mullet dress.
Yes! Fuck off. That's a mullet dress.
Alright. But hers doesn't go to the floor. Does yours go to the floor or not?
No.
Okay, go away.
Okay, goodbye. No!
Pretty much that.
Yeah. White mullet dress with... what's your
blue?
Mine's blue.
Hold on. What gold accents does Sal have? Is it like the lapel pins? Is it the cufflinks and?
So white with gold pinstriping.
Mm-hmm.
Accent pieces are going to be red and blue.
I got that. Yes. Yeah. And then some mullet dress with. Gold with gold lace.
It's not called
that. What?
There's no way that's actually what it's called.
It is.
I know.
You got it right.
The mullet dress trend. It is a new thing.
What is the real name of mullet dress? No one has owned up to it as their original idea. The mullet dress is just a thing. It's the mullet dress.
Okay. I'm looking at inspirations. I'm thinking.
So, you have a white mullet dress with gold lace.
No, blue.
Hers was blue. Mine was
blue.
Oh yeah, blue mullet dress
with gold lace.
Gold threading.
Gold threading, and then the
And where are your
My red. I'm thinking if I have white.
Ooh.
White heels with like red, intertwined in the heel,
or a red and white corsage.
That could also work.
White heels or white heels with like red strapping.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, so you guys have established that. I have a question. If you want, you can pay in credits to have the tailor. Zhuzh them up.
What do you mean by zhuzh?
They will have a mechanical benefit. I'm not telling you, but however,
God
I'm not
damn it.
Going to tell you what the mechanical benefit
now you're telling
is
me
without a good persuasion check.
I mean, I'd go for it.
Yeah.
Please
it would be
three
is.
Copper credits each.
Three copper credits each. I currently have 38 copper, 10 silver, and 1 gold.
So, it's cheap for you.
Correct. Could I do more than one mechanical advantage?
No, he only has... this is a very, it's a tag team of a very flamboyant guy and a very demure girl who are working on it together.
Very mindful. Very demure.
I'm gonna hit you with this.
Listen, I hate that trend too, dude.
Demure is a word, is a good word. It's been ruined.
It has been ruined.
So, mechanically, the dress is gonna have two features. One, it has a random D10, it has a D10 you can add at any point to a social test. One. And two, they have figured out how to tie it into your
What's Mark Arms?
Your Spartan. Your suit.
Got it.
Your super suit. And now you can summon this as a thing to wear.
Hell yeah! I want the boost for charisma or for social.
Isn't that what you said? It's a D10 towards a skill check.
Right? Yeah, it is a one time. Hey, I fucked this up. I get to add a D10.
Oh, sounds like my second wind.
It is.
Add a D10 to
any skill check if you think you need it once. Actually, let's say it's a D4 minus a D4 times. That way, I
can roll it. I'll roll it.
No. My suggestion is don't let us know how many.
Oh, it burns out.
Or is it the daily charges?
I like that, though. I quite like not knowing.
Yes.
All right. Look away. I don't usually hide dice rolls. Okay. Fun fact: I rerolled a one, so you know. But it could have done the same thing. I did get a number the second time. Also, that's only on social checks. You can't like it. Won't help with perception, but it would help with insight. It would help with insight, persuasion. If you could call it a social check, it'll help with that.
God, I'm so excited. Sorry. 38 minus 3 is 7, 6, 5.
Definitely want to recolor it later. After this.
You won't be able to.
Listen.
This is in.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Considering.
A white suit is
always classy.
It's always classy.
I was going to say, I feel like he would look nice in that.
He's gonna look good in it.
Yeah.
He's got the golden skin with the fucking white suit. He's gonna look amazing.
The right person to wear white. Wait, I'm just saying.
And also, you will learn that number of uses is per time you summon it, and you can only summon it once a week.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You can only use those. Those boosts are once a week, or the X number of times per week, and you can summon it whenever you want. But like. And also, he said it's only going to be ready the day before, so you're not going to like have time to test it. Okay. Any other prep you guys want to do before the gala? There's some you could do some social maneuvering.
No, I want a guest list of who the.
I was wondering if someone was going to ask.
I'm
good on you, Art.
Do you see any German names, or maybe some German guest language?
Guest list with some with
Nazis.
No, it's a guest list and then background checks on everybody.
They have. You've been told that the background checks have been solid and have been done. I have to look out on a list. And actually, a fun fact: you guys are gonna help me build the guest list. Because me coming up with all these names would make me want to stab someone. Okay, team, it's a collaborative thing. I want three people from each of you who would arrive, and these are characters that you know of, your character might not, who should be at the party. Think wealthy, think powerful, think not necessarily powerful like cape wise, but like.
Are we also including the Vanguard?
The Vanguard will not be there.
I just thought of someone.
Besides Shinsoku. And even he might not be there. But you know...
Well, I figured that might be a good way of drawing some of the higher-end attention. Because you've got Charisma Monster Bright Force.
I would say that maybe the Vanguard would be there. But they're pretty much there as our friend Shinsoku asked us to come. And we're gonna enjoy.
God, that whole team is just charisma monsters.
And we're gonna enjoy, except for
Shinsoku. So that's why he's like, "You guys come help schmooze."
And I'm going to enjoy. They're going to enjoy the good food and the good and their friends. There. Yeah. So I do need people.
Come here, ready?
You're killing me.
I'm not. It's a person.
Do you have their names?
Give me a minute, and I can send it to you through Discord.
Do you have them or no?
I don't. I don't think we never did.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
And then also...
I know what they have. No. They would not be allowed.
I got two.
Okay. I added my people.
Although they might be scrapped, it's not world building. It's just people that we know of that would probably be there. I'm sending the names
through Discord.
Just say them out loud.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say who they are if you want it to be a surprise, but you can say the names.
Okay. Ralph and Lauren. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. That's the two names that came to my mind.
They're not siblings.
I know. That's one parent.
Oh, okay. What's their last name? Okay. I literally have to go look this person's last name up now.
I have three now.
And then...
Oh, you're three.
Do you have a last name for them? Because I can't find them.
One is a reminder.
I had Lawrence.
That's fine. That'll work.
Lauren Lawrence.
Shut up.
Wallace.
Terry. Wallace. That'll work. And then...
Ralph and Lauren Wallace.
And Grommet?
Yeah.
And Grommet.
That must be the dog.
That's their manservant. He's a dog shifter.
George and Amy.
Yes.
Lawrence.
Not Lawrence. George and Amy Lawrence. What?
The Wallace family, they have a manservant named Grommet who is a
dog shifter. I swear to God!
He's a dog shifter.
Dad, no!
No.
Is that fucking Bright Force's family?
I
That's her dad. Her dad turned into a dog.
I heard Grommet as a dog shifter. That's all I heard.
Wallace and Grommet?
Yeah.
The Wallace
family has a manservant named Grommet. Who has a dog shifting powers.
He's and got can turn into claymation.
I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to say no.
That's fine.
We knew that was going to get rejected. It's okay.
It's fine, because now it's our headcanon that that is a thing.
I have three people, but one of them doesn't count. So I'll throw that one out first when you're ready.
Okay.
I just got to think of a name for this. I got it.
I mean, they'd probably be invited, and whether or not they show up is another story, but...
I need a name for a female strong person.
Dynamo?
No, an existing one.
Oh.
The first one, Lauren's cape name. Oh, got it.
Why did I think Bone Shredder?
Because that's a cowl name?
That'll work.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Bone Shredder.
I'm almost there. I'm drawing a massive blank on cape names for these people. Fuck. I'll figure it out later. Hit me. With peoples.
Bobby Ho's parents.
Ooh. That's a good one. That's good.
The guy that hates your ass.
Oh, okay.
That's Trish, good.
Trish and Yuki.
They're
fucking
so,
super rich.
I'm so fucking excited for this gala.
Trish and Yuki Ho.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Not Trish. Travis and Yuki Ho. Not Yuki. I need a traditional Chinese name. Ming. Travis and Ming Ho. Oh, Ming's a male name. Damn it.
That's funny.
I'm literally drawing a blank. No, Ming's a female. Ming is a female. I'm fucking done. Yeah. I'm good. Okay. So, Travis and Ming Ho, Bobby Ho's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Next.
Zaya Corvin.
Yeah.
Claw. I got to throw my character in there.
I thought that was Rob's character.
No. That was mine originally.
Because he's used it more than you have at this point.
Oh, I just thought of someone else.
In the other game, yeah, but no. That was mine originally.
Hit me. You have another person to
actually
add.
Two. Zeus.
Archie was already
Archie.
Archie's already going to be there.
And then second would Bright Force's dad and his brothers be, or her brothers
would
be
not
there?
Would not be able to.
Be able to attend Abu.
There's Archie and...
Nope, not Luna.
Helena.
What's her name?
God, I can't remember.
Chipmunk Chick.
I know, but I was trying to remember.
Anna Dale.
Anna.
Okay. I know.
Anna Dale was her first name. It was hyphenated, right? Anna Dale?
Yeah.
Or like you know, Marianne is it? Yeah. Anna Dale?
Works for me. I got my third one, too, but it's probably going to get shot down. But it might get passed because he will be excited to do the voice.
Oh, God help me.
Ooh, fun. Yes, he has to be there.
Hit me.
El Combustion.
Fuck. Now.
Just to fuck with Rico. It has to be there. I'm not putting his real name. He's gonna be El Combustion so long. That's just what he is.
That's who he is.
Oh, it's Hector. It's Hector.
But
I like it.
Does he show up on TK? He just flies in and just kind of drops in.
What's Hector's last name?
Gomez.
Lopez. Okay.
I still think it's so funny that there's a fighting superhero game in El Combustion. It's a playable character.
I need people from the. Hold on, wait. I'm still short a person from.
I'm just saying, Mike's been giving you so many.
Zaya, Hector, Travis, and Travis, so I'm counting couples as a one person for this. Nope. Natalie, I need one more from you, and then three from Art. Art, you want to go next? Well, Natalie, thinks
I have one.
Hit me.
Rebecca Small.
Ooh.
is she there representing Thunder?
No, because he hasn't come out yet.
Or has he?
Timeline wise, no, he has not.
So she'd probably
She's independently wealthy now.
Yes.
No, her family's broke, remember?
No, they've been getting money because that's why.
Well, Thunder funneled it in after right. he got back.
Yeah, so
this is her coming onto the scene as being wealthy. Wealthy. Okay. Secretary. Okay, I like it. And
now does Thunder come in disguise?
No, his picture is in every textbook in America, in most countries.
Yeah, but
either as a villain or as a.
Doing the hair up, plus everybody thinks he's dead.
And then they'll think he's a cosplayer and they'll hate him for it. At a party like this, it would be gauche. I like Rebecca Small. I like it. I need two more from you, Art.
Two more
from you. Nell, do you have your last one? You making somebody up. You can literally fully make somebody up right now.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be somebody that already exists.
In fact, it would almost be better if it wasn't.
Because I dug into all the people that already existed.
Exactly the same.
Kind of cheating.
I'm
going to let him go one more time. What do you think?
I almost want to say, could we do someone who's like, what if we did, like, we pulled out, like the mayor of Riverside City. Like, if we were to pull that out. Do you know who the mayor is?
Yes.
Could we do that?
He wouldn't be invited.
Really?
He is an evil bastard.
Seriously? Okay, I did not know that.
He's been trying to kill Archie for decades.
Okay, so we won't do him. Could we do, like, could we do a representative from New Florida?
Potentially. Who?
I almost want to say it'd be like the state, like, representative. Do you know what I mean? What's his name? The one that everyone hates. What's his name?
The governor?
Yeah, the governor. So if we had the governor of New Florida.
It's not its own state. It's part of Florida.
But if we were to have someone who's like a governor.
Like the mayor. You want the mayor of New Florida?
God. Oh.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, name? No. Oh. No. Oh.
You're on to something, but not the mayor of New Florida. Monty.
I think it needs to be
From the Nautilus. From Nautilus Foundation. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To tie it.
Monty.
Tie it together.
No, you're right. Monty.
Yeah.
Monty Blanc.
Uh-huh.
We're pulling out all the fun accents for you, aren't we? It is. God, I'm so excited for this.
With the Nautilus, what? Foundation or?
I'm believe.
I mean, by other book.
I believe it's Nautilus Group.
Nautilus Group, yeah.
Thank you.
If it's not,
I can pull it up. Actually, I have it in my notes.
All right, last one.
I literally have it right here. I can do a Google. I've never typed it out. The word Nautilus. In the dock.
Did you move it over to the other group?
Yeah, it's not there. I know how to spell Nautilus. It's like it's not in my notes. Because I started in episode 3. I started right at notes in episode 6.
Yeah.
After we had already done it.
Yeah. No.
No, it's literally just Nautilus. No. It wasn't Nautilus. It's just Nautilus.
Nautilus? Yeah.
It didn't have a secondary. That was why I couldn't think. I'm like, there has to be a secondary. There wasn't. It's just Nautilus. I have one from you so far.
So, who is...
Yeah.
Who's the...
He's going to say no to that. I know he's not. The
construction company that uses the Baronite.
Alanopoulos. He owns it. He's already there.
So Archie's already there.
Already on the list.
Also, Reconstruction Young, because he contracts out from Archie. That's why they're hired so much, because he's one of two companies in the world allowed to use it. And Alanopoulos, part of what makes them so rich is that they were the ones who harvested the Baronite and figured it out it works. Baronite. Only downside to it is it makes your building black instead of gray. But it's fucking indestructible, so why would you not use it?
How about some sort of candy? Or...
Like Werther's or...
Something along that lines.
You already talked to the guy who started Werther's.
Did I?
Yeah, you got.
Oh yeah, that's isn't that.
He's not there.
No.
What about Montero?
He's not big on parties. Good thought, but he wouldn't. Also, Shinso, his business partners are both his business partners are already there. He's not needed. Pardon me. Something like, these are all Americans so far. Well, except for Alcombustion
and the whole. Family
thought they were. They're from yeah, Hong Kong, yeah. But they've lived in America for 20 years. No, I'm thinking someone maybe East Asian or and literally need someone to just make something up. Or Middle Eastern.
Well,
she's busy running her own school.
And what's Rasa?
Kitsune.
Same shit. Yeah.
The more popular one.
Like one that, like, daughter, yeah.
The one that is a pop star.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be here for this.
Yeah.
She's got her own school to run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I told you I found that information on Merlin's last name.
In any case, we're...
All right, Mr. Tudor, he has golden energy constructs. That's why he was like Dr. Fate.
Well,
he's not there, but that was just like, I had to look it up.
I just don't have a name. What about some sort of shipping?
Okay, like a Chinese shipping company?
Yeah.
Or
a Philippine or a
Oh, you're yeah, I
you, hear you. You understand where I'm going with that. That I just don't have a name.
I need to spell Filipino properly. Okay. Got it. Hold on, I got one. Vincente Reyes. I like it. Actually, no, it's easier. Manuel Roxas. There we go. MANUELROXAS. And he owns Roxas Shipping.
Because they're shipping Roxas.
Out of the Philippines. Okay. I dig it. let me check our time. So with the guest list established, and there may be the occasion, there may be maybe more, maybe that may not be. Like performing is not EF5. It is. I had his name just yet earlier today. He's a younger guy by the name of Julian Del Monte. And his band is Paranormal Attraction.
Yep.
Of course he is.
Thought I recognized the name.
Julian Nightbane Del Monte.
Mm-hmm. Out of Portland?
Seattle. No. Oh, yeah. No, he's out of the UK. But yes. He's everyone thinks they're from the UK and he's from Seattle. He traveled all over. But anyway. I'm almost sure that's what I named it, but Spectral Attraction. That's what it was. Spectral Attraction. He's known to like turn into a ghost and fly around.
Okay.
But anyway, that's who's gonna be performing he's got his drummer and his keyboardist. The drummer is a dog shifter. He occasionally shifts into hybrid forms so he can germ faster. A pug, by the way. Mm-hmm. Pug dog shifter.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So you guys are getting ready for the party, and it comes time. It's right. It's rolling into the final day of preparations, and Bridget stops by and she says, "What are you forgetting about this whole situation? Why is this happening?"
Right,
because we need funds.
Okay, but why do you need funds? Do you remember what you're going to be doing next year?
Yeah, because we're going to be all
scattered to the winds. So, you and the other letter teams care more about this than anybody, because this is going to determine your funding level when you start. There's a mechanic.
Oh, fuck it.
So, what are you going to do to make yourselves look good? What are you going to use? What skills are you going to show off? What tech are you going to bring with that is both attractive as well as being functional? What are you going to do to make yourselves look like the people they should throw their money at for funding your posting? Because any donation with your name attached to it, your team will get 50% to go towards your time next year.
Oh fuck!
But next year, I mean next school year, junior year.
I mean, we'd just be ourselves, right?
I
be ourselves.
For starters, he's going to schmooze because.
Well, yes, it's... no, but I gotta go schmooze the trees.
Yeah.
Why?
I need some more rune wood.
That's fair.
As tokens for the various peoples.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I have to go schmooze the rune wood trees.
I suppose I need to work on some kind of tech, marvel, whatever to show off.
I just go invisible, and then she goes invisible. That's it.
You also do illusions.
You can make a demonstration, a video, just of showing what things do.
Yeah.
Or. Yeah, because you're.
And as you guys consider what you're going to do to stand out, I think it's time to end.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.